Good afternoon, Orniobu. Oh, the dog's really tugging. It's because he's been locked away in the house for the last 3 hours because I've been out to school and running around doing some stuff. Picking up some of the flip cameras we're going to use for tomorrow, booking some more. I found out that about 25 people have actually booked up for the film workshop I'm going to do tomorrow. Although 25 people probably won't attend. Normally people just book these things for various reasons. Not everybody turns up. So reasonably, I don't know, probably about 15 people out of that 25, I would imagine. Could be less. Hey, could be 25 people. That would be really awesome. But still, I had to run around and do some preparation. Booked the cameras. Took two of the cameras home just to make sure they're all charged up and empty of previous footage and stuff like that. If we need more than those two cameras, I have my own flip camera that I can throw into the mix. And also, I provisionally booked two more flip cameras at the school, just in case we need them. I won't have charged those up or cleared them of footage, but the students are supposed to have done that when they hand them back in, so I'll have to take a gamble on those two that that's been done. And if not, we'll have to, you know, work around it. But I think we should have enough cameras for the workshop tomorrow, which will be cool. And then I had to kind of go around various places in the school and figure out where I'm going to send people to go and do some filming. I got four locations where people are going to split into groups and go off into different parts of the school, and they will have a brief of some things that I want them to film in those locations. So that was good. And then I kind of scoured the school. I started doing some things that I used to do when I was a real no-budget filmmaker some years ago. I was scouring the school for junk, things I could use for tomorrow. The school doesn't really have any lights. It's got a few kind of old lamps, and they're studio lamps. They don't have any stands for them or anything, and they're very, very old, and they're very, very big and clunky. They're usable, so if we really, 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 really need to use them, we could use them. But yeah, excuse me. Man, this cough I've had just is hanging on and hanging on. But yeah, they got these kind of old lamps, and they got no stands for them, and half the bulbs don't work in half of the lamps that they do have. So not going to rely on those lamps to do anything. I think what we're going to rely on is the cool flip cameras, because they respond very, very well to fairly low light conditions. They're not very good in very low light conditions, but if you've got a moderate amount of light, they do work well. And the locations I've picked throughout the school, there should be a decent amount of light and not very, very low. I wanted to find some stuff to use as reflectors, so I kind of scoured the school. I was looking for, you know, white, big pieces of white card or polystyrene, anything around the school that I could find. And I was asking around, even asking the canteen and a few other places, and no one really seemed to know, or no one really seemed to think I could get hold of anything like that in the school. Big piece of cardboard. That was all I wanted, big white piece of cardboard. So then I thought, well, you know, I'll bite the bullet, I'll wander up to, there's a Bauhaus just behind the school, which is like a DIY store. I thought to myself, well, you know, how much is a few sheets of polystyrene going to cost in Bauhaus? I mean, they're probably like 10, 20 kroners a stuk. Probably more, actually. But in my head, I was just thinking they probably hardly cost anything. So I'll go up, you know, and buy a few, and that'll be really cool to use for the workshop tomorrow. I was on my way up there when I passed a building site. And immediately I saw one really big piece of polystyrene just lying there on the ground. So rather than, and it was a little bit into the building site, and there were a few workmen around, and I didn't just want to wander in there and steal this piece of polystyrene. So I actually kind of went through the front gate, and I went and spoke to one of the builders, and he sent me off to talk to the foreman of the building site. Niels, his name was, strangely enough. And I said to him, well, actually, I saw one piece of big polystyrene out the front of your building site I'd like to take for a project I'm doing at the Business Academy right next door. Do you have any more? And unfortunately, they didn't have loads. He said they're just past the building phase where they don't really unpack anything that is wrapped in polystyrene or packed in polystyrene. So they've just thrown an awful lot of it out. But he did say there are some kind of old bits just kicking around the building site. So he said, I was free to wander around for a few minutes and see what I could find. So I had to wander around the building site. My shoes got very, very muddy. And I managed to score 3 nice big bits of polystyrene. They're a little bit dirty. I need to spend a few minutes tonight just cleaning them up a bit. But they will work fantastically as reflectors in the video workshop tomorrow. They don't look pretty, but they're behind the camera. No one can see them. And as long as they reflect light, they work. And that is one of the things that I want to distill in the people who are attending the film workshop tomorrow. It's behind the camera, no one can see it. As long as it works, use it. So I'm going to be getting out these honking great bigs of polystyrene tomorrow to say, okay, here's some reflectors. And then on my way, I took the bus home, and there was me sitting on the bus with three huge pieces of polystyrene on my lap. In fact, I had to change buses, and the second bus I got onto, the bus driver really frowned at me, and he kind of muttered something in Danish, and I didn't quite understand it, but I got a feeling, because they were kind of broken pieces of polystyrene, you know, what's that, like little kind of chips and chunks come off when you kind of, when you handle them. So I think he was kind of moaning that maybe I was going to make a mess on his bus. I was very careful not to, held them very carefully, and I was only going a few stops. So I managed to get them home. So I'm going to clean them up a bit. And then I will have the car tomorrow when I go to school. So I can load them in the boot of the car along with a few other things. I'm going to raid my shed for a few other bits and bobs that we can use in the workshop tomorrow. And we'll have a very basic lighting kit out there. I remembered I had some fairly big bits of cardboard, white cardboard, kicking around in my shed as well. And they work great as reflectors. So we will have a few reflectors kicking around for tomorrow's workshop, which is cool. I got a few kind of small lights that we could use if needed, but really the locations we're going to be filming with, I don't think we'll need them. But I will have them in the boot of the car, just in case. Hey, did I mention do any work on my portfolio today? Very, very little. I managed to upload, I actually uploaded it to part of my URL where I'm planning to have it. Not on the front bit, but just kind of hidden somewhere behind in a subfolder. And had a look at it in Internet Explorer. Oh my god, is all I can say. It looked like crap. So, it looks brilliant in Firefox, and it looks pretty good in Chrome. It looks nice in Opera as well, but in Internet Explorer it looks like crap. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll be handing in the site pretty much as is on Friday with a report. And part of the report will be about all the things that I need to carry on and do, like make a separate CSS style sheet for Internet Explorer, implement the email form that I have on a site on the site in a more sophisticated way. And just general kind of tweaks and turns just to make the site more user-friendly and compatible with all the browsers. This is the normal stuff that you would have to do with any website. But of course, you know, I'm second semester multimedia design. This is the first time I've really programmed a site totally from scratch using PHP and whatnot. So of course I'm going to run into these problems, and it's all a learning curve. So now I've learned separate style sheets for most browsers. That is what really works. All right. I'm going to walk the dog, enjoy the fresh air. It's like a spring day here today. And I'll boo you later. Probably tomorrow morning, and also sometime during my film workshop tomorrow. All right. Have a good one. See ya.